Got it, Rex.
Hey, mate. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a missed call from you guys earlier regarding my Forester.
What was your name, sorry?
Shay.
Shay, give me 2 seconds.
All good.
Shay, how you going?
Good. How's it going?
Yeah, all right, mate, but unfortunately I don't have great news for you. So dynoing yesterday afternoon and this morning, first thing in the morning, yesterday Arvo had straight 98 on it. We gave it a few little runs. Seemed pretty realistic. Power's a little bit down, but obviously we needed to start blending in some 85, because obviously that's where we can do the real testing. Put a little bit of V85 in there, one hit, two hits, and then it starts pushing water out.
So it's definitely
got a head gasket on, man. If I look closely at the overflow bottle, I can see remnants of where it has been leaking. So you can see how it's been pushing water out the overflow hose that runs down the side of that header tank.
Yep.
And what we did to test it this morning, we said, okay, let's, you know, maybe it was overfull, maybe whatever. Let's start again fresh in the morning, rebleed it, and try again. And this time, start again with a lower base pressure as we normally do. And we work our way up. And at around about 18 pound on E85, it starts to push water out.
Yep.
And we had the hose up on the windscreen so we could see it as soon as it started doing it.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, mate, it does have a gasket on the way out.
All right.
Probably quite minor, and you can probably cruise around most of the time and not notice it.
Yeah.
But it's when it's up on the power that it starts to purge water.
All right. Could we just knock the boost back to something like 15 pound or something?
We can try. I can speak to Woz about it, see if we can put it on gate pressure and see if we can get around. The other issue is obviously we can't do anything with it in the short term anyway.
Yeah.
We don't have the room and we are under the pump for the rest of this side of Christmas. But happy to talk about it with you. There's quite a few things we need to talk about with it. So at the moment it's had a compression test. It's had plugs and coil packs thrown at it. The wiring I had a look at, I spoke to you about yesterday, and to be honest, we really didn't get to push on it and test it properly because it was only a few runs in and it starts to push a little bit of water.
Yep.
So that aspect, I'm still inclined to try the fuse on. And there's a few things left. Carl polished the headlights up for you.
Yep.
So they're a little bit prettier. I'll just bring up the job card. I think there was like the horn still needed to be played with.
Yep.
What was it? It was adjust the headlights, horn, and relocate the gauge. Were the three things that we haven't had a chance to look at just yet. But I want to speak to you about this first.
Yeah. Well, I'm in two minds. So we do need the vehicle. So I need to keep driving it. We just need to make it safe.
Cruising and getting around. So it's not really going to be used in spirited driving anymore. It's more just getting you around for now, eh?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So why don't we try bleed it back up, knock the boost right back, and take it on the road test. We're not going to put it back on the dyno. There's no point. We'll road test it around and see if we can get around and do those tests that you initially did for us.
Yep.
And see if we can keep the water in the car. And then give it a little bit of a squeeze on gate pressure, which is the minimum amount it can run, and hopefully it does what it needs to do.
All right.
That's the only thing we can test for you now.
Yep.
I won't do the horns or anything else like that. I'll just wait. Let's get this sorted first.
Yep.
And then we'll have a play with the rest.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
Easy, man. No worries, man. Catch up.
Cheers.